This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at the D&W on the corner of Parkview and Oakland in Kalamazoo. We're just a little bit east of the Parkview campus of Western Michigan University. The Spartan Mobile Grill is here. They're getting ready to throw down about 50 pounds of New York strip right from the meat market back there. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. That's right. It's always a good thing when you look down the fire lane here in one of these Family Fair, one of these Spartan stores, D&W, and you see the Spartan Mobile Grill out there. Ralph's setting up right now, and the smoke's starting to pour out of that thing, and it's like, oof, I just get all excited. It sure beats going to, you know, picking up a breakfast sandwich at the Flyby.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's some great deals here. If you're going to grill, you know, this is officially one of the last weekends of summer. You better get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. But it's not only at this D&W, it's every one of them. They've got this Preferred Angus, which, again, is that top 10% of all of that Angus beef that's out there.
Or better yet, don't even get out in your backyard. Get out and stimulate Michigan, man. Go take a trip. Did you notice they jacked up the gas prices a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Hello, $3.95?
Yeah.
Come on.
I know.
And what's wrong with $6 a gallon, man? Play ya?
Yeah. Easy, buddy. Easy. But back to the meat that's on special here. We've got T-Bones and Porterhouse's 2-for-1. And then they've also got this Tenderloin Mania going on here. $5.88 a pound for that Preferred Angus Tenderloin. You got to buy the whole thing. They'll slice it here for free. But $5.88 a pound, that is $80.80 a pound. That is a lot of a discount. You got to get on that. Hey, understand we've got Big Paulie from the East Coast on the line. Paulie, you out there?
Hey, Bob, were you guys sitting under a palm tree drinking Mai Tais in Kalamazoo?
Yeah, we're sitting under a palm tree drinking 2010 Pinot Grigio from Bowers Harbor, baby. How you doing,
bud?
Very nice.
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're fixing to get a typhoon up here. We've got storms rolling in all over, and I'm headed up into the National Forest to go camping on Lake Michigan and bringing lots of rope to tie everything down. So you've got a little.
We had our hurricanes here. You know, I want to thank the people of Michigan. I don't know if you know, but our governor was on our radio on Monday, and he was thanking people from as far away from Michigan who brought trucks down to help us out with the hurricane relief effort here in New Jersey. And he specifically mentioned Michigan. So, Bob, thank you very much. You guys are great out there. We really appreciate the help.
Well, we'd love to help you out. And, you know, trucks we got.
I think our
governor can learn a lot from your governor. So hopefully he's paying attention. So what are you going to be growing this?
I hear you got some nice porterhouse steaks. I know Governor Christie likes a good porterhouse steak, too, you know.
I bet he does. He looks like he might have a pretty good appetite. A man likes a good piece of meat.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm kind of in that same club. Well, so what are you grilling this weekend, Paulie?
Well, you know, we did last night. We had some amazing bluefish we caught off of Point Pleasant. But today we're making nice big porterhouse steaks and. We're doing special for appetizers, Bob. You might get a kick out of it. You know, it sounds like you have some beautiful porterhouses there. I was there. But, you know, you cut the tails off, and one of the things I like to do is, for an appetizer, we'll take the tails of the porterhouse, all right, we'll skewer them. You know how to do that. We'll put a little, like kebab style, with some onions, cherry peppers, cherry tomatoes, rather, some red, you know, green and yellow peppers. Put them, char them a little bit, take them off the heat, put them on the side, and make some great appetizers with the tail. And then, of course, when you put your... You put that porterhouse on that grill of yours and get it going, man. I'll tell you, you could have a great weekend, and everything's included. When you buy the porterhouse, you get the front, the back, everything. So I think it's the best cut of meat you could ever have. So it sounds like you and I will be doing the same thing this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing it on a tripod over a fire up in the Manistee National Forest, but that works out pretty good, too. So you're doing your kebabs, you need to hit thegrillingguys.com. Hit our website. You'll see a kebab recipe on there that's my father-in-law's. It's called Charlie Jabor's Shish Kebab. And my father-in-law is 100% Lebanese, and his recipe is just spanky. I defy anyone to show me a better way to do shish kebab because I've tried a million versions, and that one makes the crowd wow.
Wow, that's great.
You also went through an earthquake recently.
Yeah, well, you know, we're waiting for the locusts next, you know. I mean, we had an earthquake. I mean, we had an earthquake. of the bars in Atlantic City. I know your favorite little place down there. Literally, the bottles came off. And then we had the floods from the hurricane. I mean, you know, on Sunday night, you couldn't get into New Jersey. I mean, all the roads were closed, all the rivers and stuff. And
yeah. How's the boardwalk?
To see what's coming next.
How's the boardwalk?
You know, we did okay. Spring Lake got hit pretty hard, but Atlantic City's intact. You know, the truth be told, aside from the wires coming down and losing a little electricity, and I got to tell you, what a great job your guys and everybody did. We got 800,000 homes back up and running in about 48 hours, I think it was. So there's only a couple homes that were left. They're all up and running now. But everybody did a great job. We didn't have too much damage, considering what we could have had. But, you know, we're pretty tough out here in Jersey. We come through it. We wait for the next one. You know, we're always ready. But shook us up a little bit. Between the earthquake and the hurricane, it definitely gave us a quick surprise we were not used to.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL each and every Saturday from 9 to 11. We're at the D&W Fresh Market Parkview in Kalamazoo. We got people rolling out of here with bags of steaks. It's a steak-a-rama today, man. They've got some T-bones that are like an inch and three-quarters thick, and man, I got to leave with a cooler full of those things.
Yeah, check your propane tank, too, guys, while you're out there, because if you bring it in here and you swap it out with this Blue Rhino program, they'll give you another $5 off your meat purchase. So you can pretty much take these T-bones and porterhouses out of here for about $4 a pound.
Yeah, we're talking right now with our pal Big Paulie from Jersey. And listen, you're going to be in Chicago pretty soon. I'm going to roll from Cleveland straight over to Chicago. I'm going to jump on to 80, and I'm going to meet you that night. So, save me a little room. Yeah. So
no,
I'll hang with you at the American Broadcasters Association.
Yep. We have the National Association of Broadcasters radio show. All my colleagues from around the country, we're all going to gather in Chicago, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be good to be in your neck of the woods, Bob.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna hang with you for one day, so I'm really looking forward to that. And we'll have to go find out if they can make a steak in Chicago.
We'll have to find a nice dietetic restaurant to hit, you and me. What do you think?
Yeah, so I think we're going to be doing that. Well, listen, pal, hey, you have yourself a great weekend. Thanks so much for taking time out again for our show, and always great to talk to you, man.
Bobby, it's always great talking to you and your audience. Take care, stay safe, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, thanks much. That was Big Paulie. He's my Goomba from New Jersey, and he likes to check in with us every couple of weeks, but he's a pretty funny guy. Got a lot of amazing things going on in New Jersey.
Yeah, you know, it's a great day to get out and grill. These rainstorms are going to blow through here. You're going to get a little wet, clean your deck off, but then it's going to fare off again. Don't let that dampen your spirits. It is Labor Day weekend. This is the last big grilling weekend of the summer. We're going to be rolling into tailgate season here. We're going to be having some shows from some of the local colleges and schools as we move forward. This is going to be a rockin' fall for the Grilling Guys. Can't wait, man.
And we're going to have a good second hour because I just saw Tim Surprise walk into the store here. He's probably going in there to buy some Arcadia because he forgot to bring it.
You know, Tim's our local brewer from Battle Creek, runs Arcadia Ales. We're going to spend an hour with him on our next hour of the show and have a little bit of fun. But, Bob, before we get to that, you've got a little recipe here for zucchini peppers in a sausage basket. The zucchini and peppers are running crazy right now in all the farm markets.
Yeah.
We love to eat that fresh vegetables. You got to put a little sausage with it. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's just something I did because it's all coming up on my garden right now. I cut up some zucchini, and I've got like about 8 different peppers. I dice them up into nice 1-inch squares. I throw them in a grill basket, and I really just got some basic. I think it was some Eckrich smoked sausage. I threw it in the basket. I threw a little balsamic and some sea salt and some cracked pepper on it. Threw it on the grill for about, I think, 5 minutes on a side. Put it on top of rice. That was crazy.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
Balsamic, man. That's where it's at.
Yep, we love it. We absolutely love it. I tell you what, coming up in the next hour, our friend Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales will be here. He's got some great recipes pairing up his microbrewed ales with some of the food. We've got Tom Antor from the Hunt and Time Expo. We are the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.